I'm Eric Warista.
This is Noam Shore.
And you're listening to The Last Team on Turf, a New England Revolution fan podcast.
It was a quick turnaround, Eric, from the Champions League game, and I felt like today was a game of opposites.
How so?
Well, first of all, it was a beautiful day, warm sunshine, even close to hot at times. Like, I should have brought my Revolution baseball cap. I had my hand over my eyes almost the entire game so I could see. The sun was so bright. So that was a nice plus compared to the 15-degree wind chill. You could even see Porter Caleb in his nice suit, no tie, very sharp. The benches were on the normal side of the stadium again.
Okay.
Yep, and opposite from last season, there was no big t-shirt today. We don't want to claim victory necessarily for it yet, for no the big inflatable t-shirt. That's been a long-standing challenge for us as a prop within the stadium. Always looked a little bit weird, but it was kind of windy today. I was thinking that perhaps they didn't have it there because of the wind earlier in the day.
Right. Well, if the t-shirt's gone, maybe the artificial turf will be gone soon too. You know, this podcast matters and has been having an impact, and we, as you said, we can't declare victory yet, but I think this is real progress.
That could be. And well, at least the turf looks better than it did last year, as we commented in the last episode. The other opposite, which I would say is a little bit more unfortunate. Well, there's two. Actually, one is a good one. There were 29,000 people in attendance, or at least tickets sold, so it was a big crowd today. That was fun. But the other opposite was that the Revs just did not play so well. And it was a miserable 1-0 loss in their home opener, having lost their first MLS game away last week. Just not the way you wanted to start off at home. Big crowd. They had a pretty good lineup there, missing only a true number 9. Tomas Chankalai was playing as striker, and maybe that took him out of his normal role, which the Revs could have used today. But it was a difficult match.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have two unique perspectives on the game today. As you said, you were in the stadium, you know, watching up close. I was home watching on TV, and on TV it didn't seem like that bad a performance. That, you know, Carlos Heel had a great chance that was saved. Matt Polster had a late chance, which was also saved very well, and easily could have gone in other games. But the passing in the final third continues to let them down, and they're not creating very many scoring chances, which is something that I think we saw in the game last week as well against DC United.
Right, I think that's spot on in terms of the final third. I felt that certainly in the first half, the Revs had more of the run of play, more of the possession, and if you look at the stats, they had possession most of the game, had more passes, had a higher passing percentage, but weren't able to connect in that final third. In fact, the misconnections sometimes led to counterattacks, which is how Toronto scored, who looked very effective on the counter.
It's been a problem for most of the last 3 years for this Revs team.
Yes, exactly. And it's a little frustrating to see that continue. Perhaps it's the new manager, new system, the team's still getting used to it, but something seemed off to me today, given this team has been around for a while. A lot of people have been already playing together, and you'd expect them to come back after a miserable second half of the season last year, that they would come back, new manager, and be fired up and really playing all cylinders in the home opener. But they seemed tentative. They didn't seem very confident to me. Toronto was getting to first balls more often, challenging the Revolution in key spots. And the Revs really never got that consistent rhythm together. They had one shot in the first half. They had their second shot, I think, by the 65th minute or so in the second half. And it was that kind of a game for really the entirety of it. And yes, Carlos Heel did have a beautiful shot that was just tipped over the bar. And Polster did have a shot that was a quick reaction save. But more or less, the chances were not there. The shots were not there in a way that threatened the other team.
That's true. You know, I think it's hard to get too down on this team with Heel, Barakhtarevich, Chankalay, and Noel Buck. With those four guys on the field, I think the goals will come. I think they'll figure out how to play the possession game. But we'll have to wait and see what happens midweek in the Champions League. Before we move on to that, I wanted to just mention also that having the game on, I happened to pop over to Instagram and I noticed something that the Fort does, or I don't think this is the first time they've done it, but it's the first time I've noticed it. They had a post of a video of the Fort, and they were holding a box. Someone down at the bottom of the Fort, down by the field, was holding a box, and it said Toronto on it. And it was a little hard to figure out what the heck they were doing, but then they threw it onto the field. And I think that they are throwing the tea into the sea, but...
it was the Toronto tea. I get it.
Toronto tea. Okay, yeah, but do they do that every game, or is this new? It just the way it looked, it didn't seem... didn't seem very cool. I don't know how to say it. Like, it's a good idea. Every MLS team has their kind of gimmick that they do. Whether it's Timber Joey in Portland sawing off a log every time they score a goal, which is a lot of fun and seems vaguely dangerous. But I don't know, the tee falls, from the first row of the Fort, maybe 12 feet down onto the field and just sort of thuds. And I don't know, maybe if the tee exploded when it hit the turf, I don't know what the answer is. But it's a good idea. It's a kernel of a good idea, but I think just a kernel of a good idea so far. So we'll hopefully maybe we can help them come up with a way to make that a little more interesting.
Right. Yeah, maybe
throwing
it
a cardboard box onto the field.
More than a cardboard box. Right. They used to throw streamers after goal events and things like that, which got in the way of the goalie. And that, I think, also was not well advised. So this one does seem a little bit limited or smaller, not even that visible. I didn't see it at all until you mentioned it. And I saw something on Twitter about it.
Yeah.
And apparently Scott Caldwell actually was the one who tossed it over.
Okay, yeah, so you get like a former player or a celebrity or something. It's the kernel of a good idea. It's just
right.
Visually, it's missing something, I think.
Yeah, there was a good sign today on the side. So if you go to a game, you'll see people bring banners and things and hang them over the wall. So if anyone who was watching the first CONCACAF game, Champions League game, the announcer kept referring to Andrew Farrell as Andrew Farrell. And it was kind of funny because I don't know where he got that pronunciation from, and there's nothing in his name that would necessarily think Pharrell. Like, I never thought that, and I don't know who has. But anyway, there was a sign there that had Andrew Farrell, and then underneath it, For Real. And I thought that was a nice take on the announcer pronunciation of his name, and maybe something will stick with that, Andrew For Real.
Yeah, it was fun, and it shows people are watching and paying attention and trying to have a little fun with it
too. Yeah. So what I'll be paying attention to in the next couple games, I know Porter, the manager, has been talking about possession game for the Revs, keeping the ball on the ground rather than airing it out and airing in crosses from the sides, playing more possession game on the ground, pass to pass. And I feel like at times today, you could see the team was really trying to work on that. But Toronto also did a good job of either intercepting those passes or deflecting them. And I felt like the passes on the ground into the middle didn't result in good shots. Not that they always did before. Remember, you and I used to talk about our statistic crosses and all the missed crosses that the Revs would send in with nothing happening on the end of them. But I haven't seen an improvement with that yet, so that'll be interesting to see as the team gets more accustomed to this new system, if they'll start to connect on those more.
Yeah, the clock is ticking suddenly on the new coach. The Revs, one of three teams in the entire league without a point after two games, and didn't open with the toughest of opponents. So that said, Champions League going well so far, knock on wood. I'll be there Wednesday night to see the next round, and hopefully they can pick up another one and move on there and then straighten things out in the league.
All right, until then.
Until then, Noam.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
We thank you for listening to The Last Team on Turf, a New England Revolution fan podcast with Eric Warista and Noam Shore. We hope you enjoyed the show and can't wait to hear from you. The show was hosted, produced, and edited by Eric Warista and Noam Shore, and all opinions expressed are their own. Incidental music written, arranged, and performed by Eric Warriston. Rev's crowd clips appear courtesy of New England Revolution. Last Team on Turf is a production of Row 12 Media.